producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I know I sound like I'm in a good mood. It's not. It's going to be very short-lived. And the reason why, and I'm so bad for doing this, is I guess somebody dropped off some Halloween goodies for the staff and me. And among these goodies were marshmallow ghost peeps. Oh, my gosh. So I just had a marshmallowy peep, which is all sugar. It's so bad for you. Sugar is toxic. We got to talk about how sugar is toxic, but I don't care. I don't care. Look, do you ever notice why I don't really yell at you guys for smoking and for drinking and for vaping and for, I don't really yell at you guys because I'm doing toxic behavior, too. I am eating sugar, and I don't mean to do a commercial for the peeps. I don't mean to criticize the peeps, but I have sitting in front of me marshmallow ghost peeps. Can you see them? Look, okay, well, I'm going to put a peep up by the microphone. Hold on. Okay, and now, boo. Were you guys scared? I just put a marshmallow peep by the microphone. Oh, my gosh, it's so spooky. I love this holiday. I love it so much. But, okay, a lot of bad stuff. So we'll talk about that. We got to talk about the sugar thing. I know. Probably have to talk about how it's also the number one time for kids to get hit by a car. Not good at all. Not good. Scary time for a lot of us. But it's still Halloween. Get away. And the whole daylight saving time change. Yay! I know my Arizona listeners are like, I really don't get it, you guys. I mean, you know, I don't understand why half the year you have to have a different time than the rest of us do. Just, you know, just stay on our time zone. Well, I get that. I used to live in Arizona, and I used to be so jealous that everybody else would be all excited about daylight saving time and everybody else wouldn't. But that's okay. All right. Apparently, deaths from tuberculosis is now outnumbering HIV and AIDS. We got to talk about that. We'll talk about how kids eating sugar, if you stop the sugar in their diet, you see health benefits immediately. Inmediatamente. We are talking muy rápido health benefits. So we're going to talk about that. We got the Republican presidential debate tonight. Some things to look for. I'm actually going to watch it. It stinks because I'm going to get home after it starts because I got a long day. But okay, fix your radios, guys. Come on, guys. I was speaking very smoothly, and your radio didn't broadcast it like that. Fix your radios, everybody. Anyway, we're going to talk about the debate. This stumped me, and I want to apologize for any stump I might have had. Just saw this article. A rise in women seeking procedures to avoid, quote-unquote, camel toe in yoga pants. This is being reported by Fox News. I didn't even know if you could even say that on air. But apparently there is a, many of you guys know what that is. If you don't know what it is, I guess there's a surgery to correct it. If you don't know what it is, then you probably aren't going to want the surgery because you don't know what it is, and so you're not bothered by it. But apparently when your pants are on pretty tight, or your leotard is on pretty tight, a certain body part looks like a camel, I thought foot, as opposed to toe. And so I guess there is a procedure that you can do with that. That's pretty exciting. A Florida man is in a coma now. Why? Because his e-cig blew up. Here's another story of an e-cig blowing up. Not good at all. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. The number to visit to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't even know where I want to start. Oh, boy, so much good stuff. So much good stuff. You know, let's start with this. This is a happy story, okay? Because we got a lot of scary stuff, especially with that camel story we got to talk about. So that's scary. Let's talk about something not too scary. All right, we got some real cool Halloween costume ideas out there, and later this week we're going to give you some of them. But one dad made his kid El Nino for Halloween. This is really, really cool. She has a whole bunch of cloud type of puffy stuff on her head. It's this hat that has a bunch of LED lights. There's 98 LED lights to create a lightning effect. And there's a hidden switch that sucks up water from a bottle in her backpack to make it rain. Apparently, little Zoe Hutain, 3 years old, has been traveling around the neighborhood with a cloud on her head. I don't understand how she's been doing that because Halloween isn't even, you know, going on right now. It's not for a while. I guess her dad, Royce, 35 years old, has dubbed the costume El Nino. He said it turned out to be a little too big for her little neck to support, and her head wobbled a bit, but she loves making the rain turn on. Yeah, don't give her a cervicogenic headache, please, or cause disc issues. But I got to tell you, it's a smart idea if it wasn't heavy. She said this is Royce's second Halloween, I guess, creating impressive LED costumes after setting up his business, Glowy Zoe. Last year was the first Halloween that Zoe could walk, and I began thinking about costumes for her. I had an idea that we could use some of the spare LEDs I had lying around, and I created a light-up stock person that looked absolutely adorable when Zoe started to run around in it, uploaded onto YouTube at 23 million views. See, I got to tell you guys, look, okay, you know, even though we think he's, you know, hurting the kid's neck, okay, I gotta give this guy props because what he's done is he's made a business for himself. Okay, I mean, you know, there are still people getting fired. I just had another patient say that she got fired just out of the blue. And, I mean, I don't know why people are saying the recession's over, but it's not. You guys are having trouble finding jobs. So rather than waiting to get hired, start your own business. And something like that is brilliant. So he makes Halloween costumes with LED lights, puts a bunch of cotton together, you know, figures out a pump with a water bottle. Boom. You have a pretty amazing Halloween costume that you could probably charge at least $100 for. Cost you maybe $10 to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Leave it alone, it'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so, you know, I personally think they are overhyping these debates. Okay. Apparently, there's a lot of money to be made during these presidential debates. I thought the Democratic debate was a big yawn. I didn't think the last Republican debate was very exciting either. It went on way too long, and you watched everybody sweat. And in fact, I found it very annoying, you know, as I was, you know, kept kind of calculating who would have to pee and who's not getting the chance to pee because this, you know, stupid debate is going on for so long. But there's been a lot of hype about this debate, that we have tonight going on. And one of the reasons why is Trump is no longer in the lead. And where Trump really gets viewers, okay, is when he has to get all nasty. Nobody likes nice Trump. Nice Trump is boring and it seems fake, you know? So when Trump was trying to be a good guy, trying to shake hands or high-five Ben Carson on the first one, we all kind of cringed a little bit. But now people are getting kind of pumped because Donald Trump in Iowa was crying at the fact that his, you know, Ben Carson has beat him in the Iowa polls. Now, we all know Iowa, even though it's in a very, very, significant caucus. We understand that. Usually the winner of Iowa, I don't think wins president. Like Huckabee has won, I believe, Iowa a couple times. And so people do really, really well, you know, in the beginning of the race, maybe with Iowa. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to extend them to being, you know, president. So I think Trump understands this, but he's also finding that he's getting more TV time, starting to whine about it, and starting to look like he is, you know, mobilizing the troops. So when he told Iowa to basically get their act together, he's starting to mobilize his Iowa troops and whatever political troops we're talking about. Okay, yeah, I don't really know how military Trump is. Mike Tyson has jumped in saying that he sides with Donald Trump. Mike Tyson says he is backing Donald Trump. Apparently, he issued his endorsement late yesterday, or 2 days ago, saying he would like to see a business-minded commander-in-chief after 8 years of President Barack Obama. He says he should be President of the United States. That's what he should be, according to Mike Tyson. He said, let's try something new. Let's run America like a business where no colors matter, unquote. He added, whoever can do the job gets the job. Now, apparently, Trump and Tyson have had a pretty good history together. I guess Donald Trump served as his financial advisor. And I guess they have Trump hosted a title fight and et cetera. So I'm not surprised that, you know, Mike Tyson has, supported Trump. But I got to admit, this one quote is very interesting. All right. You know, what would a business-minded commander-in-chief be like? Let's run America like a business. Now, everybody seems to say that when they campaign. Okay, you know, let's use some business sense. And it just never seems to pan out. You know, because you promise so much funding to X, Y, and Z. And, you know, you promise so much treasury funds to groups of people, and it never seems to work out. You know, you end up bleeding, just like any other company would. You could only do so much if you're not getting the money in. So I think that's what's very, very intriguing. So many of you have no idea where to watch the debate. I had that same problem. I was searching my DVR going, okay, where the hell is the debate so I could tape it? It's, I guess, on CNBC. I think in my neck of the woods, it's like channel 355. I think if you all have DirecTV, I think it's on 355. And I think it starts, I can't find it anywhere. I think it starts like 5 p.m. Western Pacific time, 8 Eastern. Okay? I believe. But I can't find it anywhere. Okay? All I'm seeing is 6 things to watch at the Republican debate. 5 things to watch for at the Republican debate. All right, you see everybody getting all excited, and they, you know, the sponsors are licking their lips, and, you know, this is supposed to be a highly televised thing. The truth of the matter is the majority of people that vote don't even watch these debates. So anyway, according to the Washington Post, debates can move the polls, but they rarely determine the winner. All right, so that's right. You know, Carly Fiorina did very good at a couple of the debates. And maybe it gives them a spike, but it just doesn't seem, I don't know why she's not doing as well. Maybe it's because during the debate, there was a lot of talk about her, tenure as a CEO at Hewlett Packard and, you know, how successful that was. I don't know. Not sure why she's been falling in the polls, but she has. They say debates can be quote unquote focal points for the party. Not really sure what that means and don't want to go into that. Jeb Bush does not need a breakout debate. apparently he's been languishing in the polls. But here's the thing. I think Bush may have a possible chance because if Trump and Carson do decide to go at it, okay, maybe he could look like, you know, I don't know, somebody sane. Problem is, and I'm sure Ben Carson's going to keep his cool. So everybody's been thinking there's going to be a huge, huge fight, a huge war between Carson and Trump. But I got to tell you, I think a lot of people are, you know, for the entertainment value, they're going to want to see Trump and see how he gets all his, you know, his panties in a bunch. But I think a lot of people want to see Carson's fire. Okay, we haven't seen that. He's a neurosurgeon. And remember, neurosurgeons need to keep their cool. Okay, Ben Carson is doing exactly what a neurosurgeon should do. Keep his cool. Okay, also, we doctors aren't supposed to be bad-mouthing people. And because remember, we have to take care of everybody. Okay, we have to take care of bigots and racist people and jerks and, you know, people that try to grab you inappropriately. And you know, you have to be their doctor. You have to save their life, and you have to show the compassion to them no matter what. So we are trained. I mean, even if I'm going to be lovey-dovey, I'm going to be like, Donald Trump, please. I mean, I would still be nice because I know how to not, you know, dislike somebody. You know, you train yourself to not dislike somebody. There's some real jerks that I've come across in my life, and I'm friends still with most of them, even though they did me wrong. I for some reason, I figured out a way to get past it because you end up always coming back around and having to deal with them in one way or another. And so that's not the type of person that people want to see in a presidential debate. So they want to see someone like Ben Carson now, okay, who has to take on Trump. We want to see some fire. And I don't know how that's going to go. Okay, I don't know if mean Ben Carson is really what we need to see. Him being cool and level-headed is a pretty attractive quality. The only thing is he too cool? Is he too level-headed? Is he too quiet? Do we need somebody that other countries fear? I think other countries are scared to death of Donald Trump, which is another reason why he's doing so well in the polls. Okay? People are not very scared of Ted Cruz. Nice guy, smart guy. Ted Cruz is very smart. Just doesn't seem to be formidable. Marco Rubio has a lot of smart things to say. A lot of smart things to say. But again, he looks younger, and he probably just doesn't have that appeal yet. Hillary Clinton? Hillary looks like very scary. People don't know what to expect from her. They don't know. And they know she's very, very, very well connected. So, of course, somebody like Hillary is rising in the polls. So you're going to probably have a Hillary-Trump fight. That's probably what you're going to have. And so, I don't know. Again, I don't want to add to the whole big, media blitz that they're doing right now with this debate. But it is going to be interesting. I would like to see what happens. You know, Trump was trying to look like he was playing nice. You know, he didn't want people to think that he was against Ben Carson. Maybe he was thinking of having Ben Carson as the vice president. But I don't think Trump wants to be vice president. And mark my words, I still think he'll run independent if he doesn't get the nomination. I don't care what he signed. Okay? I mean, look, he is this close to getting the Republican nomination. And he loses it, he's going to want to be president, come hook or crook. Jeb Bush, like I said, it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens with him. Carly Fiorina, you know, maybe she'll be able to do well, but she's really, it all depends. We need everybody else to kind of, I don't know how she's going to succeed with that. So we'll see. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Alright, so many of you know that I've been considering plastic surgery. There's a lot of things I need to have done. A lot of nipping and tucking. A lot more tucking, although in order to tuck, I gotta have a lot nipped off and folded over and rolled over and under tucked and, well, anyway, I got a lot of stuff I need done. But this one particular surgery I don't think I'm going to do. Apparently, there's a very, very popular surgery called labiaplasty. And we've talked about this, where you can have surgical procedures done to the wall of the vagina, the outer lip area of the vagina. And apparently now there's a big reason for women to do this, and it's the quote-unquote camel toe that appears to happen when people are in yoga pants or other sorts of leotards. 28-year-old Manhattanite sees plastic surgeon Dr. Richard Swift. Her name is Veronica. And she asked him to make her look like a Barbie. She's a model. She has asked for her name to not be used for professional reasons, and she underwent surgery in September because she was self-conscious about the size of her labia minora, the inner lips of her vagina. You got the labia majora and the minora, okay? But it is no minor procedure. Let me say this. They say, according to Fox News, she is among a growing number of women signing up for labiaplasty to reduce the size and enhance the appearance of their private parts, especially when they're wearing tight-fitting clothes, such as workout gear. According to the American Society of Aesthetic Surgery, ASAPS, ASAPS, there has been a significant increase in the number of these tissue removal and restructuring procedures. An astonishing 48% rise in 2014 and 2013. I don't know how long you can have sex. But it's afterwards. But you see, here's the thing. Okay, I've seen these procedures done because of medical issues. You'll have some women where their labia, let's say, is asymmetrical. One side is a lot longer, sometimes droopy than the other side, and so sometimes that could interfere with sex, sometimes it could cause infection, chafing, etc. So I've seen, from a medical standpoint, these done. I have never seen one done cosmetically when it's still normal. So I've never seen that done. And so I guess there are things. I know some of you guys will just remove them. You don't want to remove them. Okay, remember, it's like a lotus flower. You need closures. You need petals there, okay? There has to be some sort of wall because things... I mean, you know, I live in the desert, okay? I live in Las Vegas. We got crickets and roly-polies and, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be sleeping and roly-poly get up in there. You need layers. It just has to happen. Yeah. They say more women are pursuing labiaplasty to correct labia-related issues that are interfering with their ability to perform sexually, to perform daily tasks such as exercise, or merely causing discomfort, says Dr. Michael Edwards of ASAPS. I guess on New York's Upper East Side, Dr. Swift reports a large number of his clients are motivated by wanting to look sleeker in so-called athleisure wear made from Lyrica-like fabrics, which often compress the area. Why don't you guys have a padding in there? It's very easy. These pants need to have a special padding such that things don't show as much. You know, certain bras do that for women's nipples, and then it doesn't look like you're cold. There's things they could do without you having to have surgery. Anyway, it's an internal twisting, but some people call it quote-unquote camel toe. And I guess many people are trying to avoid that when they are working out and getting selfies done when they are working out. Just wear a pair of shorts over your leotards. I don't get that. I don't understand. I really don't. Because, okay, when I work out, okay, it's not a fashion show. Okay, I don't take a selfie. I have no makeup on. My hair is all kind of put up and you know, messy because it's getting sweaty. I am pale because the blood is shunting to the heart and the brain, and so it's kind of leaving the extremities and the face. So I look pretty pale when I work out. Don't worry, I'm not hypoxic. I've had a stress test. I'm fine. And I'll wear like my Bart Simpson t-shirt and a pair of shorts. And, you know, nobody will look. There's no camel foot, nothing down there. No, it's a pair of shorts. Okay? I don't understand why you have to dress up and look all fancy. Even in yoga, wear a skirt with some shorts underneath it. Okay? I think that's great. You know, like an ice skater. The ice skaters have skirts with their leotard underneath. And nobody sees nothing. It's easy. I don't understand. I mean, labiaplasty, that's some major stuff. I guess what it is I have so much plastic surgery I need to do, and I just don't have time or the money to also do that part. And I don't know how I would react if a plastic surgeon said, you know, let me do something with those. I'd be like, those? Now I got that too? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Lord have mercy. Okay, cutting sugar from the diet boosts kids' health immediately. Researchers put a group of 43 obese kids on a 9-day diet that severely restricted sugar intake, but replaced added sugars with starchy foods to maintain the children's intake of calories and carbs. So the calories would be roughly the same, the carbs would be the same, it just wasn't sugar, okay? The diet caused immediate reductions in their high blood pressure and improvement in their blood sugar and cholesterol levels. According to Dr. Robert Lustig, a pediatric endocrinologist at UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital in San Francisco, every aspect of their metabolic health got better. The finding obviously raises serious concerns on how much sugar that we eat. All right? You know, sugar affects the way, I've been talking about this all the time. All calories are not related equal. I've been talking about this how many times? Okay, you guys can have 150 calorie salad, you can have 150 calorie ho-ho. And the ho-ho is worse for you than the salad. Why? Something about the sugar. Sugar is toxic. It really is. So, what do we do? All right, well, you know, this is very interesting. I have an article here that my producer gave me, Tom. The sugar industry, all right, apparently threatened the World Health Organization. This is very, very interesting. This comes from The Guardian. The sugar industry is threatening to bring the World Health Organization to its knees by demanding that Congress ends its funding unless the World Health Organization scraps guidelines on healthy eating. That was supposed to be published tomorrow. Today, actually. Today. So the threat is being described by WHO insiders as tantamount to blackmail. Wow. In a letter to GRO Harlan Brundtland, the WHO's director general, the Sugar Association says it will, quote, exercise every avenue available to expose the dubious nature of the WHO's report on diet and nutrition, including challenging its $406 million funding from the United States. They say the industry is furious at its guidelines. Now, what does the World Health Organization want to do? It wants us to cut sugar to 10% of our healthy diet. Limit it to 10%. Now, according to the sugar industry, the international experts say that this is scientifically flawed, says other evidence indicates that a quarter of our food and drink intake can safely consist of sugar. All right, obviously, you got big food industry groups out there, and these guys hold some bucks, and these guys hold some weight. And, you know, when I heard about this, I told Tom, I was like, no, man. You know, look at the manipulation of data that we get and recommendations. This is some scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
House is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and
expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or will you forget?
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is an interesting email. Natalia writes, you were discussing your children the other day, and I couldn't agree more, but I have a problem. One of my sons is failing school and doesn't try. I know it's not a learning disability. He just doesn't care. He's going into high school next year, she writes, and I need him to get his blank together. What do I do? I was talking about one of my sons made it to the National Honor Society, so he was inducted into the National Junior Honor Society. Damn, I was like, oh, this is my little boy. I was like, ah, this boy's so proud. Anyway, I was really, really proud of him. But he doesn't like doing schoolwork, too. I don't think any of these kids do. All right? But he does it. My other son, too. I mean, they work hard, but it took a while. It took a while to get them to, you know, do it. Me, I was a freak growing up. I just loved homework. I loved it. I did not like being bored. I did not like hanging out with my parents. I would rather sit there and do homework and worksheets. I loved worksheets. Give me a worksheet. Are any of you guys out there that know what I mean? Let's just love worksheets. I thought, give me 1,000 math problems, and I will do them. I was more excited about that than, well, I was excited about the Deuce of Hazzard, but I don't think the Deuce of Hazzard I was watching at that time when I was first getting worksheets. Worksheets was like first grade. I love that. All right, so what do you do? All right, first, Natalia writes she knows her kids do not have a learning disability. I'd like to know, how do you know that? I would say still get them evaluated. Your kid is failing school. Get them evaluated for a learning disability, okay? I mean, hands down. And there should be some free ways to do that within the school system. You know, a lot of us go, look, he's not dyslexic. He's not. He just doesn't try. You know, I think there's a lot of learning disabilities underdiagnosed. So I would say get that looked at, please. Because there could be something, and maybe he just needs to learn another way. And even more importantly is, if we do identify a learning disorder, then maybe the school won't be that quick to fail him. It's going to buy you some time, and maybe the grades can be redirected somehow, or he could be graded on a different level until we figure out what's going on. So that's what I would do. Get the school involved immediately, because if the school thinks he doesn't care and you think he doesn't care, you're not going to, we're not going to make any movement. Now, let's say after he's evaluated, the evaluator's like, there's nothing wrong with this kid. I mean, he really doesn't try. Okay, good. Well, then you know. Okay, but don't diagnose him without him getting a chance to be diagnosed. That's what I would say. Another thing I would do is still do a drug test on these kids. Okay? I think all kids need a drug test, even if they're doing well in school. You know, all of a sudden your kid is buzzing around the house, you know, and then, you know, getting straight A's or wanting a worksheet that has 1,000 math problems. Okay, that kid needs a drug screen. I remember my mom and dad are like, you don't drink coffee, you don't drink soda pop, why? Where do you have all this energy? Mom, make multiple copies so I can do this homework twice. I was the weirdest kid. I just loved school. I still do. Every time I'm near a school, I like get all giddy. I just love school. Don't know what it is. Just a dork, I guess, anyway. So, I would say, especially if your kid is failing his classes, get a drug test. You know, and I know middle school is kind of young, but they could still be doing pot. You know, marijuana is one of the number one reasons we find kids' grades start to go down. You know, because they're like, well, no big deal. So what? So what? I got a test on Friday. So, no big deal. Dude. Yeah, they aren't as, you know, uppity like some of us that don't do drugs. Oh, my gosh, I got a test. I got to study for this test. Oh, my gosh, I got a test. I got to study. All right? Next, what I would suggest is, okay, find out why he doesn't care. Okay? Is it that he wants to care, but he just can't figure it out? This stuff is too hard. I mean, there's been some kids where they do need to be put back a grade. And I know a lot of people freak out about that, but I'm seeing that more and more often, and I see how helpful that is. Some kids were never ready for kindergarten when they were put into kindergarten. You know, you have some kids put in when they were 5 years old in 2 days, and they're competing with kids who are 5 3/4. They don't do as well, some of them, and then they always feel behind. Well, what's wrong with starting a kid in kindergarten at 6 years old? Okay? You know, when I was younger, I was horrified by that because I wanted to move out when I was 18. And I'm like, no, when I'm 18, I want to leave. And if I'm, you know, a senior in high school, I won't be able to do that. Luckily, my birthday was the summer birthday, so I was just horrified by the thought that anybody would put me back a year. But I'm noticing it really helps a lot of kids. Okay? And overall, they do better in a lot of subjects. So that's an idea. And again, if you're mama, okay, like I'm mama, yeah, let your baby live it up a little while longer so he's close to his mama. If I could have my kids held back 5 years, just have them live longer with me. I mean, now we have Obamacare covering them on our insurance plan. Well, no, we don't. I still have to pay the premiums. But, you know, that's fine. They might as well live with their mama. I'd rather they do that than go off and marry somebody and, you know, leave their mama in the dust. All right. Okay, then you need to kind of somehow teach the kids why they have homework. Okay? Because these kids will come home and they won't do their homework. And it won't reinforce what they learned at school. Now, you can't force them to pay attention in school. That's tough. If they don't want to pay attention, they don't want to pay attention. And I don't want you to start medicating for ADD either, okay? I mean, you know, find out why they're not paying attention. But if they never got lesson 1, 2, and 3, then lesson 5 on graphing a function is going to seem Greek to them. So the homework is very important early on. I mean, the school year, we're already halfway into first semester. So, I mean, I probably should have taught you guys about this earlier, but you want to make sure you're starting homework day one and make sure they get it. And don't just do the homework for the kids. You doing the homework for the kids doesn't allow them to learn it. Okay? And then, you know, allow, I guess, validate what the kids are feeling. Okay? Kids aren't going to think they can talk to you. If you're like, I love homework. I mean, that was my problem with the kids. I'm like, I love homework. What are you doing? This looks fun. Give it to me. Okay, that did not help my kids. But looking at the assignment going, oh, this does suck. Oh, you have to do what? Oh, man. Well, you know what? Look, buck up. We got to do it. Because, you know, you're going to have jobs where you're going to have to do a project or an assignment that you don't like. It's not all fun in the game, so let's get through this together. Let's see if we can make this more interesting. One trick I used to do in school is if the assignment was boring, I made it fun. So, like, for example, we had to incorporate vocab words into a written essay or whatever. So what I did on this one project is I overdid it. I put those vocab words in so well that it was actually pretty funny. And it was something that I could, you know, perform with. Same thing, I did a poem. We had to, again, one time put a whole bunch of vocab words into something. So I'm like, can I do it in a poem? Teacher's like, fine, Dolly, I don't really care. You're such an idiot. And then I did. I made a poem, and it was damn good. And so, and I'm not saying you're right, but I mean, a funny poem that has a homework. And you can't always make jokes, but sometimes making it interesting is good. You know, in medical school, we had to learn all these, you know, anatomical terms and all these cranial nerves, etc. And there were mnemonics you could use. Or I would make these little stories. Okay? Like camel, for leukemia. Okay, the chronic myelocytic leukemia. I'm trying to think which leukemia was the camel. But anyway, camel had platelets on his back, so it helped me remember that platelets were involved in that type of leukemia. So you made these little pictures, you made these little stories, and it helped you learn things. And sometimes you need to find with your kid what makes them tick. And if they like visualization, let's say they're into what's that game of I don't know, it's that Dungeons and Dragons or something like that. Make it like that. You know, where you're like, all right, well, you know, the dungeon has to sit here and, you know, memorize the planet. Imagine this dungeon on this planet or something like that. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.